This is KUT. Like most of the country, opioid abuse is a serious problem in Texas. A growing number of people in the state are getting addicted to and even dying from the use of heroin and prescription pain medication. In an effort to deal with the problem, state lawmakers passed a bill last year aimed at curbing opioid overdoses. But some advocates say the state has been moving too slowly, especially since the problem isn't getting any better. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports.
On a stretch of Guadalupe Street in Austin, Mark Kinsley and Charles Ray Thibodeau are giving a demonstration they're hoping will save a few lives. Thibodeau pulls out a thin rectangular device about the size of a deck of cards.
Do a demonstration of this.
To inject, place black end against...
They're standing on a sidewalk showing a few folks how to use naloxone. It's a prescription medication that blocks opioids like heroin and pain pills while someone is overdosing.
So what'll happen is naloxone takes 3 to 5 minutes to work, okay? In the meantime, you administer the medication, you go back to rescue breathing.
Thibodeau and Kinsley do these kinds of demonstrations as part of their work through their group Texas Overdose Naloxone Initiative. And here on Guadalupe is a good spot. Kinsley, a recovering addict, says he saved a lot of lives here, and it saved his own a couple of times. The hope is folks who are hanging out here and possibly using will be able to save a friend who is about to OD.
Yeah, I mean, it's too easy just to take too much, from what I've understood from it, so I don't want to mess with it.
That's Robbie. We're not using his last name because he admits he uses drugs too. But he's stayed away from heroin because he's seen things get really bad.
You know, people disappear, you know, just, oh, well, where's so-and-so? Well, oh, you know, Hattie hadn't been around for a week, you know. Well, what happened? Oh, she overdosed. Oh, man, you know. And if somebody had been there with her, somebody, you know, she had the stuff to take care of it, she'd been all right, you know.
This is why the Texas legislature passed Senate Bill 1462 last year. It was supposed to expand the availability of naloxone. When it passed, advocates saw the new law as a major step forward. But things have moved slowly. The law went into effect last September, but Kinsley and Thibodeau say their group is still doing the brunt of the work that the state should be doing. Here's Kinsley.
We're sending the medication out all over the state of Texas. And we've distributed well over 10,000 doses of naloxone with a documented well over 400 reversals and rescues of this, all on a, you know, with no help of the people that should actually be helping.
Kinsley says the state should be working harder and faster to make sure naloxone is distributed to addicts and that people are educated about overdose prevention. They say that's not happening. And one reason naloxone isn't more accessible, which was the whole point of SB 1462, is because one thing hasn't happened yet. There hasn't been a doctor to sign an open prescription or standing order yet. I'll let Thibodeau explain.
If we could get a doc to write a prescription for the whole state, then the way it works is someone wants naloxone, they don't have to go to their doctor's office to ask for a script. The script's already written.
Thibodeau says he's been told for months that a state health official would sign a standing order, but that hasn't happened yet. A spokesperson for the state's health department says this is something they're looking at as a definite possibility. But advocates like Thibodeau and Kinsley say there should be more urgency, especially since the problem is only getting worse.
Well, we've had upticks in all levels of opioid use over the last several years.
That's Dr. Carlos Torrado. He's an addiction psychiatrist in Austin. He is also the director of Travis County's methadone program, a drug that helps people detox. He says he's seeing a growing number of people getting addicted to opioids in Austin. It's been hard to get it under control, he says, because there's simply not enough treatment available.
We have a six-month wait list for people to get in to get medication-assisted therapy for chronic opioid addiction.
Dr. Torrado says this kind of therapy is just about the only thing that will help people stay off opioids. He says the physical toll of an opioid addiction is so bad that the relapse rate of going through a traditional recovery program without medication is about 95%.
So it's not just that these people are weak or poorly motivated. In my experience, many of them are highly motivated to stop.
Getting a handle on the scope of this problem has been hard for both advocates and lawmakers. Texas has notoriously bad reporting practices, which has led to undercounting of opioid overdose deaths in the state. What experts do know is that most of the people addicted to opioids in Texas are not taking heroin. They're they're taking prescription painkillers like oxycodone and OxyContin. In an effort to address that, Texas is in the process of beefing up its drug monitoring program. It's about to become easier for physicians to track which patients are getting large amounts of prescription opioids in the state. Dr. Tirado explains that on its face, this is great news, but
there is a possibility of some unintended consequences.
Those unintended consequences are that people hooked on pills lose access to them while still having a crippling addiction. In some cases, people turn to illegal opioids like heroin. Back on Guadalupe, Mark Kinsley says this could exacerbate the overdose problem here.
What happens there is that one of the things about pills that is halfway decent in regards to at least you know the quality and the quantity that you're getting. When you go to the street, it differs from day to day in quality and strength, right?
Another issue is that when it comes to the nationwide opioid epidemic, Texas isn't exactly ground zero. For the most part, the Rust Belt, Great Lakes region, and Northeast U.S. have been hit the hardest by the opioid epidemic. So the sense of urgency here is not the same. But Kinsley argues the state has an opportunity for prevention here, so it never gets that bad. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.